Alicia Dixon and Breathe Slow. It's 8:09. Good morning, everybody. Right, let's finally bring in our guests, who are Nick Frost and Gemma Arterton. Nick Frost and Gemma Arterton, look, here they are. Woo!
Woo! Hello, Britain.
Good morning.
It's DJ Nick.
You're right.
See, now, is this weird? You pretend you're a DJ for so long, and then you are promoting the movie going into radio stations.
Yeah, this is a lot more modern than I'm used to.
Right.
I'm used to the old Bakelite, sure. You know, it's how we rolled in the 60s.
Mm. You had quite impressive facial hair then as well, didn't you?
Thank you very much. Yeah, I got asked a question in Birmingham. We've been doing a regional press tour, and a girl asked me, what's it like to grow sideburns?
Wow.
That was the question. That
they
was her big question.
Fierce sideburns. Actually, we had to pash quite a lot on that film, didn't we? And
yeah.
I got stubble rash.
Oh.
Do you want to know what the
official... It was a real issue.
The official term for it is scrumpox.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
When I was a prop, if you wanted to annoy the other front row, you'd grow your beard 2 or 3 days, and then they would then contract scrumpox from the rubbing of the chins.
That's nice. I see, I'm learning already. Morning, Gemma.
Good morning, Chris.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
How are you?
I'm well. I'm very well indeed. Bit tired.
Are you?
I'm supposed to be used to these early mornings, but not really.
If you need a back rub, let me know.
Okay, well, I'll just
start
let you
that.
Know.
Really. What? It's provenly tested to wake people up in the morning, especially when I do it.
Just want a back rub.
an invigorating back rub.
What a beautiful woman to work with.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
He wasn't really that bothered, were you? He was kind of,
well,
you know, average.
You know, you're not my first one, girl.
Yeah, I know.
To burst your bubble.
When?
No, Marion Darbo. It was a dream. well, you know, I mean, now we are talking about the Gemma and I kissing on screen. Can I just say that it is a job, right?
Mm.
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, there are 40 men there watching.
Yeah.
It's tough.
You could close your eyes.
We did. We had the lights off too.
Yeah, well, sure.
But you know, you got to pay the bills, right? I'm sure you got a mortgage.
Absolutely.
I got a mortgage.
Pay the bills. It's you know, there's nothing else there. It's just,
yeah.
It's like doing a puzzle.
Frigging wedding ring off. How long was it when you're filming a scene where you have to kiss Gemma?
Yeah.
How long did that take? A day?
4 hours, maybe?
Wow.
Do you know, it felt longer, didn't it?
It went so quick, it rushed by.
Wow.
Gemma applying E45 to her cheeks every take.
It's such an issue. I'd come off set and people would go, God, you've got to kiss him again because your chin is really inflamed.
Oh, I feel
continuity
terrible.
Continuity is going out the window.
But did you not enjoy it at all?
We had a great time, didn't we, Nick?
I bet.
Yeah.
We did. We had a good time.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, Nick's married.
Sure,
so I don't want to get
it. He was just
trouble.
Acting.
Mm. It was just work.
Well, there's no tongues involved, right?
No.
Is that always the case with kissing scenes?
You have to approach it as if... Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, you have to approach it like every other scene. If I was kissing a man, I would have probably approached it the same way.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
You know,
Where do you learn?
Where do you put your tongue?
How do you learn how to kiss
in your mouth?
I pop mine down...
down your cheek?
Down the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down the side or just leave it flat?
I just leave... Just see what it wants to do.
Leave it flat?
It's strangely prehensile, so it kind of does what it wants.
Is it serious? Is it not hard to snog someone without tongues?
I've gone red.
I don't mean I don't want to embarrass you, but
well, I think you have to. Sorry to talk for you, but
us muggles, we don't know how to do this.
I think you have to kind of step a fine line between being what is decent between me as a person and Gemma as a person,
yeah.
Right.
And what will look good and what will look passionate for the film.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we are meant to be kind of in love in the film, so yeah. If it's cold and without emotion, then people will see that.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of step the balance between what, for me, is being gentlemanly and not overstepping the bounds personally and what looks good.
Do you pay more?
Hang on a second. I get a feeling your wife might be listening.
I am not sure.
Right.
She might be. She left me.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I don't want to...
We can't talk about Quantum of Solace. It's a problem.
Do you pay more attention when you know that you're doing kissing scenes to what you eat the night before? For example, would you avoid garlic bread and maybe Thai food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A considerate actor would do that, yeah.
Because you know that you've got to have at least 4 hours of essentially sucking face.
Gemma had garlic and onion special K for breakfast.
Yeah, I was completely inconsiterate and...
I brush my teeth between each take.
Yeah. He didn't say anything, but somebody told me on set, Nick really wants you to brush your teeth.
I did.
Really?
Well, because you had that haggis hanging out, and I thought, oh, what's...
Yeah, bits in between, bits of spinach.
You'd been eating an orange, hadn't you, and all the...
Probably, yeah.
See, for me, that would have been nothing but a bonus.
Oh, yeah, a free meal.
You get to snog somebody and you get food at the same time. I mean, really? I'd be laughing.
I hadn't thought of it like that.
No, I'd be loving it. I'd be like that. Can we do more after lunch? And don't brush your teeth. Let me see if I can work out. Oh, you had the chilli. Nice.
Yeah, it's like a game.
Yeah, and a kidney bean in there.
Oh, I want to be an actor. It's just so much fun. Yeah. Sure, there's hanging around and waiting and retakes and stuff, but kissing someone who's eaten food.
It's definitely a highlight.
What a treat.
I'm jacking this radio thing.
Your two favourite things, kissing and eating.
Yeah.
Not in that order.
On a ship, on a pirate ship. Mm. Brilliant. Oh, seventh heaven. Well, thank you for coming in. But you were very, very early. Nick was very early this morning. So it's the sign of a true professional.
I wet the bed.
Oh, I'm sorry. And Gemma, you've been there a while as well.
I wasn't as early as Nick, though, no.
Well, I got up really early and I saw the car there and I thought, let's just go. I can sit in the studio and soak up the vibe.
Yeah.
And how was that?
Hey, good. It was good.
You could have had half an hour extra in bed.
I could have, that's right.
Gemma, have you ever heard the show before?
Of course I have.
Right.
Especially on the way to work, always listening to it on the way to work.
Good. Yeah. Is the right answer.
And lots of my friends will be listening to this, which is really... Hello.
Hello, Gemma's friends.
Hello, Gemma's friends.
Have you practiced your non-tongue kissing with any of your friends?
Oh, yeah, probably.
You
don't have to answer that. No, I haven't. Of course I haven't.
She does have to answer.
Oh, sorry.
Very important.
Because
if the answer is yes, I would be
her friend. Steering the question away there. No, I haven't, never. I haven't kissed anyone really properly before.
Right. When you're learning your lines for a movie such as this,
yeah,
do you often learn them with a friend?
No, actually.
Right.
No, I always do it on my own. It's actually quite nice to have someone practice with you, but I never do.
Do you have to learn everybody's lines in that scene?
No, you don't. Some people do, though, don't they?
Yeah. I think I tend to use a dictaphone, so what I'll do is I will record everyone else's lines with gaps in where I should speak, and then I can play it and listen to it as a whole scene.
That's
and
clever.
Then
do you really do that?
And then interject my lines where they should be.
That is very clever. I just go like that. I cover up the other person's lines and just go down and...
Well, I have a real problem with learning lines, so I have to kind of do everything I can to make sure I can do it right.
That would do my head in.
If we become actors, we'll do that. That's clever. I like that.
I'd have it written down.
Would you?
Yeah.
That's lazy, though.
I don't care.
What, around the set?
Yeah.
On your hand and stuff.
You know, if I was going in for a snog with you, I'd have it written in really small letters on your forehead.
Snog her.
Yeah. Well, no, you wouldn't be saying that.
Oh, right, okay.
I'd be leaning in and looking at you, and then my eyes would slightly raise up a little bit and go... Yeah. I love you. I want lines. Just a thought.
Gemma had my lines written on her eyes, like in Indiana Jones.
That's nice.
In fine liner.
Yeah, I love you, Nick. I love you.
Richard Curtis sitting there going, I don't understand. Everybody's on set with their eyes closed. It's like some kind of bizarre movie. Many people are texting in saying that Nick Frost, yourself, you sound very similar to Pete Tong.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Have you ever had that before?
No, never.
There you go.
Never.
That's something to
I'm a fan of Pete Tong, so I'm kind of honoured, I think.
You can fill in one Friday.
Yeah, I like to have it large, so I'll have his records and I'll spin out, I'll play out, I'm all right.
There. You're a DJ, you know what to do.
Yeah.
You've acted at being a DJ. You see how simple the job is. Yeah.
I think... I don't think it's that simple. I kind of think about it. It's not, though. See, the thing where you and I differ is you can happily and very comfortably chat between records, and I would worry that I wouldn't have anything to say and I'd sound quite monotone and boring.
No.
A bit like Pete Tong. But do you know what I mean? That would be that's my fear.
Yeah.
We did a whole hour talking about Google Map, though, and it didn't bother us. Mm.
I think that's amazing, by the way. We were just looking at Google
it's
Street,
clever, isn't
out
it?
There. Yeah, it's great. I saw quite a big guy going through my front door who wasn't me.
It's a bit worried, isn't it?
What's happening?
I saw that the house that I'm in now, and the people used to live there before. And I'm looking at their curtains. It's really great. God, I'm so lonely.
Oh, we were talking about how the Google Map man is going to become a local sort of a London celebrity.
I don't think it's one. I think
No.
I think if they're taking photos of every street in Britain, I'm hoping there's more than one car.
Unless it's just the busiest man that never sleeps and has no life apart from
the man walking like that.
I thought he was in like a Formula One car with one of those cameras on. He just
hammers
around.
Isn't it like a smart car with a camera on the roof? It looks really odd.
It's not nice.
I think there's more than one, definitely.
Yeah, there's more than one, definitely. Oh, you had the apple pie and custard for lunch. All right, well, let's play record. Going to play the new song from Snow Patrol, and then we're back with Nick and Gemma. Do you like Snow Patrol? Brilliant. Just say yes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Great. This is for you. 2 weeks later. Snow Patrol on Radio 1. Oh, Nick, stop dancing. And there's a rocket, tie me to it, which you can download now, by the way, Gemma.
Already done.
You've already done it? Crazy you are. You're really crazy, mad. Okay. Nick Frost and Gemma Arterton are here because their new movie, The Boat That Rocked, comes out in cinemas across the UK on April the 3rd. It's very exciting. It's about pirate radio in the days when pirate radio ruled the airwaves and the DJs were king and got off with hot birds. Brilliant.
We saw a bit of it last night, in fact, didn't we? Yeah. We didn't see the whole thing because it was a bit late for us, but what we saw looked very good.
Good. Can I just interject and say I think there are paid previews from the 1st of April.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you can get out there on Wednesday the 1st and get out and see it.
Get out and see it early before everybody else. Mm.
Yeah, you can chat about it at the water cooler down at the office.
Do you know what I'd like to be? I'd like to go and see one of them films, a new film, and then you get asked about it on the way out by a film crew, and then you might end up in the advert. Do you know those?
Yeah.
I love those. Oh, it's amazing! But you can only talk in very, very quick sound bites. Hilarious! Yeah, just one word answers. Brilliant! Two thumbs up. So you've got to say that quickly. It's a few words. You've got to really get it in and show the thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
That's it.
Standing outside Burger King in Leicester Square.
I always do the
Vox Pops.
Now, how much time did you have to spend on a boat when you were filming? Too much time, or was it all right?
I think it was like a 12-week shoot, and it was probably half-half. We did like 6 weeks on the sea.
See, that would be... Did anyone get sick?
No, I think everyone was pretty good.
Yeah, I was told, because I didn't go out there very much, but you had to kind of get a speedboat out from the land to the boat, and that was when anyone would get a bit kind of queasy.
It was quite choppy there in the small speedboat.
Either that or swimming, though, Gemma.
Mm. Oh, God, wouldn't have happened.
No, it couldn't.
Wouldn't have happened.
You would have sunk in all those 70s leathers.
I was wearing...
And wool.
Yeah, lots of PVC.
So Nick plays a DJ on the boat, and in research for this, he went to see Johnny Walker at Radio 2, who used to be a pirate radio DJ.
He did, yeah.
How much did he learn?
Well, I think Johnny Walker is of an age and a status where he gets on and does his own stuff. And, I sat in and watched him for a little bit, and then I don't think he liked being watched and asked me to leave.
After how long?
10 minutes.
10 minutes, brilliant.
I was scheduled to be there for 2 hours.
Were you?
Yeah. It started really well. He wheeled me in a chair. He wheeled me in physically and then just kind of turned.
Why did he wheel
you
in?
Maybe he felt threatened.
Well, I think he was, welcoming me and being a bit pally and, I wasn't offended by it whatsoever.
Right.
I kind of, I can absolutely see, I'm 36 now and a bit of a curmudgeon myself, so I could see. You get to a point as a man and as a woman in your career where you can actually say, hey, do you mind leaving?
Mm.
And, something you wouldn't probably do when you were a bit younger and a bit greener.
You should have come in and seen us.
Well, I wasn't invited, was I?
Well, it was an open invite to everybody that you obviously didn't receive.
Well, we can't all come on the Chris Moyle show. It has to be spread evenly. I think they wanted us to see different styles of DJing.
Mm. Right, and you did for 10 minutes.
I did for 10 minutes, and it was a thrilling 10 minutes, let me tell you that.
And I don't suppose you went anywhere to research for your...
No, I don't play a DJ. I play one of the girls that grace the boat on Sexual Saturdays or something like that.
One in every four.
It says on my notes, Gemma, and I don't know if this is an official line, but it says here you play a floozy.
Yeah. She's called Desiree. And
nice.
She's quite cute. Probably just my hometown. That's where I got the the inspiration from?
I'd probably say Desiree's not a floozy. I think she's... I kind of wrote a big biog on Dave's character when I got the job. And at the end, I wrote that Desiree and Dave got married.
Oh, and had children. That's lovely. I did. They do have a... You know...
Because I think there's something there, you know. She must love Dave to allow him to pull the pin on the love grenade, so to speak. Because, he's...
Yeah. She's crazy about Dave.
Yeah. Oh.
She really is excited about Dave.
It's nice. Oh, I can't wait. I hope there's going to be a follow-up.
Oh, the Desiree and Dave. Yeah. Dave and Desiree.
Yeah.
Maybe it should be that way around.
What happened next?
Yeah. Maybe we leave Radio Rock and go to Woodstock.
Yeah, I reckon they tour around and go do crazy, because then it goes into the hippie time, doesn't it? And I reckon they become crazy hippies.
Let's not get carried away, though. The first film's not out yet. It might be flop, and then you won't get the follow-up. Let's just, hopefully it'll be huge.
Yeah, hopefully.
Here's something I want to talk about. So the film comes out on the 3rd of April, but there are previews you can go to where you can buy your ticket on the 1st of April.
Yes.
Is that right?
Sorry to crowbar it in, but I feel that's kind of the reason I'm here.
It is. But you can come in any time if you want to come in for no reason, feel free. But, most people don't.
Well, I like that idea. Come and sit down and
just hang.
Have a sandwich, see how it works.
Yeah. Very relaxed.
Here's something I want to ask Nick, which I'm a little bit... Well, I'm not nervous about.
Oh, not the tour.
Yeah, this... So look.
Can't you leave it till after the news?
Okay, I'll leave it till after the news.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Me and Dave will leave the studio.
It is a bit sad. Well, no, it's not sad at all, but it does mean that I won't flirt with Gemma for 5 minutes. It's either I flirt with Gemma and make you feel uncomfortable, or I make you feel a bit embarrassed. It's one or the other.
You choose.
Oh, go on then, ask him about the tour.
Aw, thanks.
Well, no, I mean, to be honest with you, Gemma, I'm thinking about you. Because, I've seen many, many women sit in that chair and feel uncomfortable.
Gemma, I'm thinking about you too.
Oh, I'm thinking about you.
As I look into your eyes, I don't see a floozy look back.
Aww.
I see an angel.
Aww.
In a leather jacket. Kind of like a cool angel.
Ask about the tour.
Yeah, my Hell's Angel.
My palms are sweating watching this.
I'll flirt with you in a minute.
Thank you.
My palms are dry.
Mine aren't.
It's moisturising.
That's exactly what it is. It's hand cream.
I kind of got put off.
Well, look, it's time for the news.
I got thrown by Nick's sweaty palms. I didn't really know where I was going to go. Are you excited or was it too much?
I don't know. I don't like watching it.
He's very protective of you.
Of me?
Yeah, well, no, of me, really.
Of you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's very protective of me.
What I'm basically seeing is another...
He thinks I can look after myself.
Another silverback, stomping on my yard. Sorry. Not that Gemma's my yard. I didn't... Not at all. I'm
so highly regarded by my peers.
In no way are you a yard.
I'm not a yard,
If anything, you're an alleyway. No.
Oh, no!
I don't mean that. I mean...
No.
A flower.
You've made me look.
A beautiful open woodland.
A ginnel. No.
Not open.
No.
Say open. Just a woodland.
Oh, no, just a woodland. Right. Just a woodland.
In fact, just say beautiful. That's time for the news. Wow. Do you know, now, after all of that now, I think the tour will go down.
I'm looking forward to you asking about the tour now.
Okay,
FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
Right, more from Nick and Gemma in a bit, and we'll play record, why not, in a minute. It's 8:31.
Okay, it's now 8:34.
Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're great. Nick wanted to know where you were. He was like a magical news report coming from nowhere. Mm.
We've gone upstairs, Nick, to the second floor.
Oh, well, I just heard you'd be coming in, so then when I heard the news coming from another studio, I thought, what's going on?
It's all over the place. Mm. We had to run up the stairs and we were slightly out of breath, because we're not very fit.
Oh. I am. Same. I climbed a mountain.
Yeah.
Oh, stop going on about Kilimanjaro, for God's sake. Banging
just
on about
hill,
it.
Isn't it?
Saving lives.
Yeah.
I mean, you made a movie.
Skins.
For financial gain. But I went out and saved the kids.
You can't argue with that.
For free.
Ask him about the tour.
Oh, yeah. Right. Dominic, are you in on this?
Yes, no.
Right. How do you fancy, Nick Frost, coming with me on my own homemade put-together Shaun of the Dead location tour?
I would be honoured, Chris.
Yeah! I see! I told you!
I'm a bit busy right now.
Right.
But I absolutely will say yes. Maybe we could, take the show live from the tour.
We could do that in the morning.
I've boring for everyone.
No, it wouldn't. It would be brilliant. So many people would come along.
Hey, do you know what, though? But now, with new technology, which we discovered this morning with Google Maps, you don't even need to go on the tour because you can do it on your own computer.
No, I want to go.
You really want to be there and drink it up, you know, up the atmosphere at Crouch End.
I want to go. I can't wait. I'm so excited. It's brilliant. Do you want to come, Gemma?
Oh, I would absolutely be honest.
Are you aware of the movie?
I am. Right. And I actually live in Crouch End, so...
Oh!
Yeah.
This is brilliant. We can pick you up on the way.
It's my manor.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It's all coming together.
Isn't it?
Me and Edith Bowman talked about this the other year, and she got very excited, but it never happened. But I think now we should.
Maybe Bowman can come too.
She will definitely come.
Yeah, great.
No, there's no shadow of a doubt she will miss this baby.
Yeah, two of them, two of us. You do the maths.
Right. So what we do, I've planned it out, Gemma. What we do is we start at the house, and then we go to the shop, and we buy a can of pop and some Cornettos, and then and then we go to Sean's mum's house, and then we go to the flats where his girlfriend lived, and then we end up at the Winchester.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pints.
Oh, God, it's so exciting.
It's
I
great.
Used to live on the street where the Winchester is.
No, now this it gets just better and better.
I used to live on that street. It was my local pub, and then I moved a little bit further in.
Right. Yeah. That story fizzled out towards the end.
Yeah. But
but
the
you
Winchester.
Went in that
yeah. Which we'll end up in.
I found out the other day as well that we've stayed in the hotel. From Hot Fuzz.
Yes,
oh,
in
God.
Wells.
Oh, have you?
Yes. Oh, my God.
The Swan or the Crown?
Is it the Swan?
Swan, I think. Yeah.
I almost fell over.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah.
There's a ghost of a tea's maid in my room.
And they keep the keys in those little pigeonholes behind reception, because I had to climb over and get mine anyway.
Oh. Mm.
Dominic, this has gone down so much better than I thought.
I told you it would, because I was having a chat with Nick in the little live lounge area, and I said he's a nice man, and I bet he goes for the tour. And he did.
Yeah. Well, Dominic kind of prepped, and I thought, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I laid some foundations.
Are you actually, though?
Yes.
Is it going to happen?
If Chris can climb Kilimanjaro, this is the least I can do. Really.
Very polite.
If you would like to come on the tour with us, our Shaun of the Dead homemade movie location tour, then come. Please text in now. Can I come, please, to 81199, and we'll see how many people we text in.
Will you do on foot or hire a small bus?
Depends how many people text in. I mean, there has to be a fair bit of walking around.
Yeah.
You know.
We have to inform the council, then. So many people.
No, it'll be fine. It'll be all right. I'll just wear one of them bibs, fluorescent bibs.
Yeah.
I'll make it myself.
You can keep everyone on some elastic. You know how the kids do at primary school, and they're all on a bit of elastic together as they go around.
It's not that kind of tour, though, Carrie, but, you know, I appreciate it. I'll be grown up. So I'll be 16 years and over.
Mm. Oh. Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Actually, the movie's probably an 18. Maybe it's an 18. Is it an 18?
No, I can't remember.
So this is so exciting, Gemma, isn't it?
It's very exciting.
Oh.
Going to cause so much excitement
havoc.
In the town of
havoc.
Major havoc in Crouch End.
You won't be able to move in Banners.
We'll have to, yeah.
They'll be selling out a jerk chicken.
So please text in. Can I come, please, to 81199 if you want to come on this tour? So far, we've had a few people text in. It was very exciting. So, what?
One.
That'd be nice.
You know? Start.
It's intimate.
It's Edith. It's Bowman.
A bloke called Dan.
Well, that means there's five of us, so we'll probably just get away with hiring a Previa.
Yeah, because you're too many for a taxi, aren't you? Because it's four people.
Dom,
have
you got rid of your Citroën Zara Picasso?
Yeah, I've got rid of that, but I bought a bigger one, though.
Oh,
bigger
can we car. Borrow it?
He's got seven seats.
I could be your driver.
Do you want to come on the tour?
Yes, I would very much like
there
to.
There we go.
Great. See?
But then what you have to do is get a scooter man to bring the car back if we have a few pints in the Winchester.
Okay, that's fine. Scooter man.
You won't be able to, you know, meet
you. Have you used scooter man?
No.
I don't know
has
all
anybody?
About it. No, yeah, he turns up on a bike and then he folds it up, puts it in a bag in the boot of your car, nice and clean and neat.
No, but I've seen the posters in the gents lavatories, but I've never actually seen anyone use it.
Anyway. I think basically as a rule of thumb, stay away from anything advertised inside a gents lavatory.
Yeah. Yeah. Except those small toothbrushes. Have you ever tried those?
Fuzzy balls.
Yes. Yeah.
Fuzzy balls. So another man who's just been on a regional tour.
Yeah.
Fuzzy balls. They're chewable toothbrushes, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm not sure if the...
Very unfortunate name.
I'm not sure if the BDA, you know, green light those.
I hate to stop the hilarity and the fun, but we have a slight problem.
What?
We've already had over 2,500 people texting saying everyone's coming.
Definitely need a bus.
Yeah.
My car's not that big.
But on the bright side of it, in this times of credit crunch and all that, I might set up a little business and, hey, I might be making some money out of it. You know?
You could have a little kiosk, couldn't you? Yeah. At the start of the tour, charge people a couple of quid, pay for the leaflets.
It would be quite nice if everyone who wants to come made the effort and zombified themselves.
Do you want to go that far?
Well, why not?
Yeah.
Ready,
we're doing it. Let's do it.
Well, I think Crichton's quite a family area. We don't want to freak out the kids.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know? But maybe just a hint.
You have to ruin all our fun, don't you?
Like an eyeball.
So people around Crouch End, they're not sure, and then they see, you know, a bit of a gnarly mouth or...
Yeah, but they're used to that from when you were coming back from snogging him every day.
True.
You with your big bristly face.
Yeah, with my stubble and bits of food.
With your rugby pox or whatever it's called.
Scrumpox.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, look, I think we have sorted this out now. I think that we've found a brilliant business. I feel like, you know, I've achieved something on Dragon's Den or something. Okay, we're now up to 3,500 texts. It's getting out of control. I'm going to have to start, you know, booking appointments.
Yeah. Let's put a ceiling on 10,000.
Really?
That's
a lot of Citroen Zara Picassos.
It is.
After 10,000, you have to inform the council as well, and they need crush barriers.
but up to 10,000, we'll be fine. So 10,000 of us can all walk through Crouch End in London.
Maybe it could end with like a benefit gig in Alexander Park, when we get the zombies playing. And...
Brilliant. We'll get Coldplay on.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Look what's happening. Maybe this is how Woodstock started.
This is it. This is electrifying, isn't it?
Sean Stock.
We're living it. We're living the dream.
Dead stock,
yeah.
Yeah, let's call it that. Let's not get, you know...
Yeah, you've probably gone one too far.
Yeah. Simon Pegg's not here. He's not. He can't have any credit of it, so he was short. So let's push him out of the way.
Okay. He is hands-on. He will be in.
Nick Stock.
Peg Stock.
Peg Stock. I'd love to make a peg stock every Sunday. You make a great gravy with a peg stock.
Like a little orange cube, wouldn't it?
Dominic, you seem to have gone very quiet.
I'm just getting my mouth around fuzzy balls, wherever it was.
I'm sorry to hear that. Send him my regards.
If I had a pound.
Right. Right, let's play a record before we end up talking about nonsense. You know, I'm very aware of that. Nick Frost and Gemma Arterton are on the show this morning to promote their new movie, The Boat That Rocked. Opens on April the 3rd, but I believe there are previews you can go and see from April the 1st. In case you're interested. Stop dancing, Gemma. That's Akon and Beautiful. It's 8:46. So Nick Frost and Gemma Arterton are on the show today because, I don't know if we've mentioned this, they're in a new movie called The Boat That Rocked, which opens on April the 3rd, but there are previews you can buy tickets for that start April the 1st.
They're just special. They make you feel a bit special. You think, I'm doing something that other people perhaps...
Yeah, get 2 days ahead of the game.
Yeah.
See? Wicked. And bad.
That's quite a rocky bed you're playing, Chris. I know the lingo.
You're like a real DJ.
Yeah, I am.
Was this the point where Johnny Walker asked you to leave?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I said, that's a nice rocky bed, Johnny.
Bye-bye.
Why don't you leave?
It's when Johnny finished the link and Nick went, yeah, what you could have done. I said, you can leave now. I want to come on the tour, says Dan. Can I come? I have a 16-seater minibus, says Rich in Wakefield.
It's a start, isn't it?
Starting something here.
16-seater.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
My nickname was Zombie at school, says Daz Crombie.
Bring him in.
Crombie the Zombie.
He can definitely come.
Brilliant.
Gaz, Craig and Carly from Reading, Ross in Dundee, John in Liverpool. I have a people carrier.
There are people coming from far.
They are.
From afar.
It's a big popular movie.
Yeah.
Seriously. Well, like your Quantum of Solace rubbish. Yeah. This was like massive...
Yeah. No.
Sorry, can I just interject and say that there are special previews on the 1st of April?
Of The Boat That Rocked?
Yes, yeah, I mean, don't have to wait till the 3rd.
I didn't know that. Okay, I can just contact Monocle Cinema, see if they've shown it early and buy tickets.
Go down on the 1st.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
And the 2nd?
Yeah, 1st and 2nd.
Oh, that's great. If I can't make that, though, I could pre-book my tickets for the 3rd to avoid disappointment.
Yeah, that's sure, that's more conventional.
Mm.
But yeah, absolutely.
If you want to be ahead of the game and cool.
Yeah.
That's right. Thanks for that.
Well, I just, you know...
I'll make a note of that, Dave.
Yeah, April the 1st.
Let's make sure I mention that before the end of the interview.
And that's no April Fool.
No.
Oh.
I'm surprised I've made it.
What, Rage? Oh, thanks, Andrew. So many people want to come on this tour. This is brilliant. We can dress up. I think I'm going to go for Nick's idea about zombieing up.
I might pull out my I Got Wood shirt. Just, you know.
That would be amazing.
Someone texted in to say tie in with the Michael Jackson tour. He can do Thriller.
Oh.
That's
a
creative.
Rubbish idea. What, Michael? What, really?
Wait, what a tour?
Michael Jackson. If Michael Jackson wants to come on our Shaun of the Dead location homemade tour, he can book.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to get any special treatment just because it's Michael Jackson.
Like everyone else.
Yeah, definitely.
Because apart from anything else, Daz Crombie the zombie, he got in there first.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be fair for him to lose his place. I look after my listeners.
Mm.
Yeah. What's Michael Jackson ever done for us?
Nothing.
Ever sent in a funny text? Don't think so.
No.
Rubbish. What are you working on, Gemma? What's your next project?
I'm just about to start something, but I'm not allowed to tell you what it is.
Oh, come on, you can.
I can't.
Come
I
on.
Really can't.
Come on.
I've been told that I'm not allowed to say anything.
Give us a clue.
It's, I've been playing a demigoddess.
Right.
Yes, that's a clue.
Oh, don't do that. It's rubbish.
I
don't
I know, even know. It's very boring,
what
but I'm not then? Allowed to say.
Is it a movie?
I get in trouble.
It's a movie.
It's a movie, yeah, yeah.
British movie?
It's a Warner Brothers movie.
Oh, it's a cartoon. Brilliant.
No,
it's a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
It's not a cartoon. It's a film.
Wow.
A proper film.
What,
but,
as opposed
but
to
it's,
what?
No, no, no.
Supposed to
no, no,
promoting? What is that supposed to mean?
I mean with, like, live actors that are there. And
Nick's a live actor!
Oh, dear.
I wasn't talking about comparing it to The Boat That Rocked, which is excellent. No, I'm just about to start that, but I'm not allowed to tell you, and that's very boring. I'm
okay, who's in it?
I'm not allowed to tell you.
Okay.
Oh,
all right,
no,
let's,
it's so
let's start
boring.
The beginning. Is Daniel Craig in it?
No.
Right, okay,
although, you've just worked with Daniel Craig.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. One of the nicest men I've ever met.
Yeah.
You weren't naked with him, were you?
Well, virtually.
But in what you were filming?
A little bit.
Wow.
They were wearing those skin-tight lycra.
Yeah.
I know what you did.
Yeah.
I know what you did.
Say it.
Nick, see, I have no notes.
Hmm.
Nick is in this new... I don't know what the word... It's not animation, is it?
It's called mocap. Motion capture.
Yeah. Of a Tintin movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With Spielberg. Steven Spielberg!
Whoa!
Check it out.
Yeah. It was... every day was a complete dream, really. Meeting Steven Spielberg.
So the actors wear these silly suits with the balls on,
yep.
And they move about, and then it moves the animated character, which looks like you.
I couldn't have said it any better. But
really?
Yes, that's basically exactly
I always think, though, if you go to all that trouble of doing it, and they're filming it...
Why don't you just use
just
the
show
people?
It.
Just wait and see.
Oh, okay. Right.
Just wait and see what happens.
And there's yourself and Simon Pegg in it, and Daniel Craig's in it.
Yeah.
And other loads of people are in it.
Yes, lots of great cast. Toby Jones.
Right, who's he?
Who, he got an Oscar nomination for Capote.
Mm.
Did he win?
No. Yeah. Nah, no bother. I think it's the taking part that counts. And you judge acting, you know, it's a very difficult thing to judge.
And it's a Spielberg movie.
Yeah.
See, I've heard about this. I heard about this when I was up the mountain from our friend who looks after Daniel Craig.
Yes.
And he was saying, you're sitting there one day and Tom Cruise walks in just to pop in and say hello.
Just pops in.
Or Jack Nicholson pops in just to say hello.
Mm.
And I'm like this. I'm in the wrong... meanwhile, I'm up a mountain staring at Ronan Keaton's arse. I'm in the wrong job.
Well, I don't know.
When will that come out?
Next year, I think.
Next year,
yeah.
Cool. Any more projects with Mr. Pegg?
Yes, we just start shooting our new film on June the 8th. It's called Paul.
Nice.
So I don't want to say too much, but
Paul.
Yeah, Paul, that's right.
Well, you haven't said that.
Let's keep it that way.
Okay. Is any of it filmed in London?
No, not at all. It's all stateside. Sorry.
How can
it's going to make the Paul tour more special in 3 years.
How can I do a tour of America? Scooter Man doesn't go that far.
Scooter Man doesn't go that far.
I'm going to have to get Scuba Man.
Well, when they build the new Atlantic Highway, opening 2017, then we can do it.
I think they lied to us about that. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No.
Really?
I don't think
it's not going to happen.
Atlantic Highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Atlantic Tunnel.
London to New York.
A long drive that would be, though.
Yeah. And 3 hours.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think you'd probably have to use some kind of magnetic train.
You pay your money to go as fast as you want. Can I just ask a question? Is this what the film's about?
Magnetic train?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Paul.
The next one.
Right. Paul is the driver of the new magnetic train.
That's right.
From London to New York.
Yeah.
3 hours.
It derails. They hit Bermuda.
Wow.
I've said too much.
Give us something about the film.
No, I shan't, because I said too much a little while ago and Simon told me off, so I'm going to...
Oh, fine.
I'm
just repeat what you said then.
What?
What you said before when you got told off, because that's already...
No,
so it's not like giving anything
else
away.
It's too
Simon and I play two kind of comic book geeks who go to a convention in San Diego, and then on their way home, they witness a car crash, and inside is an alien.
Called Paul.
Called Paul. Wow. So they, you know,
yeah,
that's it.
I can't believe Simon told you not to say anything. You've just said all.
Well, you know, if
what
any,
bad friend
if
you
anything,
are.
I'm a little bit too honest sometimes, right. And you know, I like people to know what's going on, sure. And I can't keep things to myself. Mm. So
I think it's very generous of you.
Yeah, a little bit too generous.
Not too generous, just enough.
All right, thank you.
Have you seen Star Trek yet?
No, I haven't. I'm very excited to see that. Simon has and says it's amazing.
As a very close friend of Simon Pegg's, are you secretly a little bit concerned about his accent?
No, not at all.
Okay.
He has Scottish heritage, so, you know, I think he's put the work in, and I think he got the Rosetta Stone Scottish
nice.
Pack. So, yeah, I think he's put the hours in.
Nice. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Should be good.
When does it come out?
Who knows?
Oh.
Summer. I think it's a big summer blockbuster,
right.
Yeah.
It's summer. But I believe 2 days before you can get advanced tickets for this.
Yeah. There are special previews two
if
days
you were,
before.
If you were really cool.
It opens on the 3rd of summer and you can get advanced screenings on the 1st of summer.
First, yeah.
1st of summer.
Thank you for coming in, you two crazy kids.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You're more than welcome. Nick and Gemma can be seen in a new movie, I haven't mentioned this yet, I apologise, called The Boat That Rocked, which is out in cinemas across UK on April the 3rd, I believe. It's a shame. I can't wait till April the 3rd, Nick.
Oh, but well, luckily...
Yeah. What?
Really?
Go on, Gemma.
You can buy tickets in advance.
No!
On April the 1st.
Wow.
Oh, God. Yeah. This is brilliant.
So don't worry. Don't fret. Don't lose sleep.
I won't now. I can go back to organising my Shaun of the Dead homemade location tour. Which is going to be great, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they'll let us into a garden and throw records around? That would be brilliant.
Who's going to stop us? We've got 10,000 people coming.
Damn right.
Dressed as zombies. They wouldn't dare.
Yeah.
Fine.
Get out of your way.
It's good. Seriously, thanks for coming on. Good luck with the movie. Not that you need it. Because Gemma's friend, who's normally, you know, very negative about these kind of things, yeah. Says it's great. However, another friend of hers said about a future project, shouldn't be doing that. But, in fact, was that the same person? I can't remember.
It was the same person.
So there you go. That's positiveness about this movie, which is good. But the next, not so much. It'll be fine. It'll be all right. And good luck with everything.
Thank you very much. Thanks
Thank
for having
you.
Us.
It's a pleasure.
I'm kind of still saying goodbye because I haven't organised what record I'm going to play next. Mm.
We just fill. We can fill
I'd
in.
Say good, yeah? I'd say goodbye to Nick.
Oh, well, thanks, Gemma. I'll see you Monday.
I'll see you on Monday.
Yeah.
The premiere.
Yeah, see you Monday.
Are you coming?
No.
Oh.
I think Edith is. Anyway, I mean, you know, I don't want to throw
be there.
Really?
Something in the woods.
No, I have been invited.
Have you? Why aren't you coming then?
Sophie's birthday.
Ah. She does not want to come?
Well, she did.
What a birthday present.
Well, no, she did.
Biggest premiere in town?
Yeah, no. Yeah, well. Yeah.
You know, you could perhaps go to the Aberdeen Steakhouse beforehand, have a little surf and turf, and then head down to the premiere.
You're building up now. She's listening. She'll be all excited.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, that would be good, because it would be certainly cheaper than the handbag she wants, so maybe that could be the option. Any chance you could all sing happy birthday while we're in the screening, then that would be a done deal.
No. Mm.
Right, okay, fine.
Record.
It's 3 minutes to 9.